Today's broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the Sunday service of January 15th, 2017, sponsored by Patsy Schuster.
Good morning. We begin with the order for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We take a moment for silent reflection. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captained to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved our neighbor whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand for the opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray together. Holy God, our strength and our Redeemer. By your Spirit, hold us forever, that through your grace we may worship you and faithfully serve you, follow you and joyfully find you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The second reading is found in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Here ends our last lesson.
Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. The children are invited forward. Please be seated. Well, good morning, you guys.
Morning.
You look wide awake. Is that what happens when it gets really cold, is you wake up really fast?
Yeah.
Sure, why not, right? Well, at least it's sunny today, right? It's good to see all of you. There was a reading that Karen read a few minutes ago, and I want to reread one of the lines. It says, Isaiah says, speaking for God, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach the end of the earth." Light to the nations, what could that possibly mean? Well, I want to just talk a little bit about what does it mean to share the light of God or the light of Jesus. And there are lots of ways we can do that. Tomorrow is a national holiday. What is tomorrow? Does anybody remember? What? Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Okay, so Martin Luther King Jr. was a leader who shared the light in a certain way, right? He was a Christian, and he helped lead the country to change some of its policies about race relations and equality. So Martin Luther King shared the light. You know, there are ways that this church together shares the light. One of those is happening beginning, I think it's next week. It's Hope House, Families Moving Forward, where we have families that don't have houses, don't have places to live, come and stay in Hope House downtown, and they stay there for a couple of weeks, and we support them and help them during the time when they're homeless. That's another way we share the light. Another way we share the light is simply by being who we are, called to be by God, right? By sharing the promises, by being good neighbors, by helping people in need, so each of us can share the light as well. All right? Can you remember that? There's lots of ways you can share the light of Jesus, the light of God. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for giving us the light. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Help us to share the light with others. Amen. Thanks for coming up, you guys. Dear friends, grace, mercy, and peace be with you from the one who was, who is, and who is to come, Jesus, the Christ, the light of the world. Amen. What are the first words that Jesus utters in John's gospel? Anybody want to take a shot at it? The very first words that Jesus says, "What are you looking for?" So John makes this bold pronouncement about Jesus. "Look, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John says this in the presence of a bunch of people. John is witnessing to Jesus as the light, Jesus as the Son of God. And some of these people immediately begin to follow Jesus. You have to wonder if Jesus himself, walking along, is surprised by these people following him. Excuse me, can I help you? I wonder, too, sometimes if it wasn't until that moment that Jesus started thinking about, well, maybe he should have some followers. With all those people pestering him, maybe I need to build a community. But the first thing he asked them when he sees them is, "What are you looking for?" Now, I wonder, all these years later, if such a question still has any relevance. So I ask you, who are gathered here today on this cold morning, what are you looking for? What are you doing here today? Is it a habit? Were you out taking a walk and you just happened upon this wonderful community of people? Did somebody grab you today by the scruff of the neck and force you to come to worship? Somebody's laughing out there. I know there's some truth to that one. Are you looking for something in particular? Some good music? A relatively moderately acceptable sermon? Some cute children? Isn't it fun to watch them come up? A friendly face or two? What are you looking for? Our answers to that question have changed over time as the church. On Friday, I had a chance to see the Martin Luther exhibit at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. 500 years ago, at the time of the Protestant Reformation, people in Western Europe were living with tremendous fear. The Ottoman Empire was threatening from the east. There was fear that the bubonic plague, or Black Death, which destroyed a third of the population in Europe in the 14th century, one-third of the population, would return. They lived with that constant fear. And there was also economic unrest. So the church, the Roman Catholic Church, rather than reassuring people, in many ways was playing into the people's fears. And there were lots of abuses as they offered security in the life to come. Sales of indulgences to limit the amount of time you spent in purgatory, or the amount of time your family would spend in purgatory before entering into paradise. The church played on those fears, and Luther attacked this abuse of the church's power, and so began the Reformation and a shift in emphasis toward grace and hope. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and more recent history during the civil rights era, as well as before and after, the church became a prophetic community, acting against racial injustice, as well as a vehicle of hope for people in the African American community. We can go on and on historically about how the church has functioned as a place where people come looking for answers, looking for hope. But what about us? When you come to worship on Sunday morning or are involved in some other activity during the week, what are you looking for? I know there are things, my friends, that keep you up at night. Are you looking for some assurance in the midst of worry? Are you looking to be reminded that you are not alone? Do you seek the words that Jesus spoke so often? Do not be afraid. Do you come because you trust that here you will be more deeply connected with the whole world? Or maybe you're looking for an alternative to the day-to-day grind or the day-to-day pressures of being a consumer or one who has run ragged chasing your children to and fro. Or could it even be boredom? Maybe it's a simple word of hope in the midst of uncertainty. Maybe we don't even know why we are drawn together with a community around word and sacrament again and again. And yet we continue to come and see. Come and see, which is the second thing that Jesus says in this text. Come and see. The people ask him where he's staying, and he says, come and see. In other words, don't leave me, stay with me. There's a deeper meaning in those three words, of course. Just a few verses later, Nathanael says to Philip, these are two of the first disciples, Nathanael says to Philip, in reference to Jesus, can anything good come out of Nazareth, this place where Jesus is from up north? And Philip replies, well, come and see. And then after her encounter with Jesus at the well, the Samaritan woman goes out among the people and says, come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he? Come and see is such a simple, safe invitation, isn't it? We don't even have to know what we are looking for. We don't have to make a commitment, but just show up with an open mind, allowing God to work around us and within us. The really funny thing about both of these phrases is that they almost make it seem, and there's a little trap here, they almost make it seem that it's up to us to find Jesus or choose Jesus, when what really happens is Jesus chooses us over and over again, just like Jesus chose the disciples. Come along with me. That was a way of choosing. Very subtle. P.J. Fleck is the new Minnesota Gophers head football coach. You can understand a little bit about how I spend my free time. I was very happy to see one of our members here today, by the way, wearing a Green Bay Packers shirt. I know that some of you won't be happy to see that, but you know, they are representing the Northern Division today in the playoff game. You guys don't think that's funny, do you? Sorry, I thought I might get a little chuckle out of you on that one, but okay, let's go back to P.J. Fleck. P.J. Fleck is the new Gophers head football coach. To say that he is energetic is a gross understatement. He's hyper. He has been described as over the top, and yet people have also said that he's authentic and sincere, that this is real. Hopefully he can coach football as well. Now, the Minnesota football program has been in a tough spot for the last several weeks. A very messy situation there. And there wasn't much enthusiasm for the future when the new coach was announced a few days after their previous coach was fired. So the new coach, P.J. Fleck, met with his players. His words to them were interesting. He said to them, "I know you didn't choose me, but I chose you. I chose you." The question continues to be asked of us, what are we looking for? And their response to that question may change over time. And yet we continue to come and see. We continue to hear and taste the promise to encounter one another in the name of Jesus, whose life and death and resurrection, whose presence provides hope and assurance to us and the world, whose presence provides forgiveness and acceptance to us and to all in the midst of this ever-changing world that we live in. And when we come, we are reminded again and again that God in Christ chooses us. Amen.
Good morning. This song, Up to the Mountain, was written and recorded by recording artist Patty Griffin. The text of the song was inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s final speech, "I've Been to the Mountaintop," which he gave the night before his assassination. So again, this is Up to the Mountain by Patty Griffin.
I've been up to
We join together in confessing the faith of the Church.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We join together now in praying as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.